Get up out of bed. Get up.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
Big F on Batchy last night.
Cass finally got a date. Oh, yeah. My God, a single date.
And she had a pearler of a date. I thought Wet and Wild was a really good date.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I looked that amazing in that bikini with that bottle, yeah. That body at a Wet and Wild theme park.
Yeah, with just water slides and big swings all day.
But I'm not game enough for that.
Yeah. And then what was it? Their group date after.
Yeah.
Full-on team bonding
session. That was pretty intense.
Unfortunately, poor old Jamie Lee was not a part of the bonding sesh.
She got the moon boot.
So she did end up getting, because of her moon boot, she did get the boot last night. We got her on the phone right now. Jamie Lee, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, thanks. I read a headline this morning. You are back with your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, totally unexpected. We were both at the same event and it was obviously after the batch experience. And we caught up and, we just hit it off straight away and it was amazing. So, now we're kind of back together.
So you're totally no worries about missing out on the honey badger?
Yeah, look, I think even after our single day, I kind of think I knew, like, okay, that's it. Like, there's really no spark here. Nick's a cool guy, but I just don't think him and I are kind of destined. So,
Because I'm glad you say that, mate, because it felt like you're a little bit hard done by in that final episode.
Yeah.
Because you weren't a part of the team thing, and you just sat there on your own just hanging out.
I mean, you broke your foot on the first episode. Like, how hard is that, you know?
How much do you reckon that made a difference?
Look, I think that it really sucks that I couldn't participate in the group dates. That was really tough. And obviously, like, it just meant that I was a little bit behind. Nick didn't really know much about me. Mm. He knew my name and that was kind of it. We'd had, like, a quick little chat.
Yeah.
We did have a few things in common, but it was just a matter of, like, I think we just needed time to build on that. And we just didn't have it. It just didn't work out. And, look, it sucks being injured, but I think it worked out how it was meant to.
Yeah, look, I mean, well, Nick didn't know you. Us as viewers didn't really know you either because, I mean, reading the headline this morning, I didn't even know that you were bi. Like, it was a big story that Brooke had past relationships with females. How come they didn't bring your story up?
Well, I just feel like I don't really, like, for me it's not a big thing. It's like Nick really didn't know much about me. I didn't really feel the need to kind of disclose that, who I've dated and the fact that I've dated, like, women. It is what it is. It's not a big deal for me. It's like,
oh, this is more poking at the producers. Like, what are you doing making a big deal about someone else? But, you know.
I think that's just because she felt, like, Brooke felt the need to tell Nick because they had a really serious connection. And they knew a lot about each other, but, you know, I didn't have the time to bring it up. As you said, you barely know me.
Yeah.
Like, it would be weird if you knew the one thing about me and it was that I'm, you know, bisexual.
Was it a big deal for the producers? Did they ask you much about it?
Not really.
Yeah, right.
I think it is what you make of it. And I think because I'm so, like, open and honest about who I am and proud as well, I don't think it's a big deal at all for anyone.
Well, Jamie Lee, I love it. We love it. I mean, at the end of the day, you're happy, you know? You're now in love.
Mm. I know. It's amazing. It's so, like, lame. I hate talking about it.
Oh, girl, we've all been there, except for Jesse. He hasn't been there for 5 years, but we are getting him there.
Mate, thanks for catching up with us this morning. Go well with the new relationship.
Thanks so much for your time, guys.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch-Up on Hit FM.